This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Good Friday morning to you. Joining us right now from Russell Street Report, courtesy of the Window Nation Guest Hotline, he is Brian McFarland. What's going on, Brian?
Morning, gentlemen. How you guys doing today?
Doing well, man. Thanks for your time this morning. Look, Cordell and I both agree we want to pass Russia. We want them badly. Now, we know Justin Tucker is going to be released as of June 1st. That's about, what, $4 million under the cap?
Yes, 4.2.
What kind of flexibility does this give the Ravens, and what kind of price market would they be in for that pass Russia now?
Yeah, so, that's certainly going to help. It does also go towards their future expenses. They're getting there's the 4.2 for him. There's 2.1 million from Marcus Williams, and then a little over a million from Michael Pierce's retirement. So it's a nice little chunk of change they'll have available. They still have to sign their last two draft picks and a couple other things to do, but but they haven't, other than Humphrey, they haven't renegotiated anybody. Hopefully they get some extensions. Lamar would be awesome. But Derrick Henry also pretty awesome. And so they definitely have ways of creating cap. So if they, and they have restructures, Matt Ibike can be restructured. So they have ways of creating cap space if they want to. You're not going to have to spend probably a lot on a pass rusher these days. I mean, Clowney would be obviously the one, the natural one that would seem to be out there. You probably get him. I mean, last time they got him for really cheap, but if you got him for $5 million with incentives, I think that'd probably be the sweet spot.
You had mentioned the extensions, and we came into this offseason, you know, thinking that Derrick Henry, like you mentioned, would be one of those guys that we see the breaking news from at some point that the Ravens have reached an extension with him. Are you surprised it hasn't happened yet? And do you expect that to be something that the Ravens try to get done before the season starts?
Yeah, I really thought it would. It seemed like both sides, you know, seemed like a good marriage. Everybody wanted to continue it and extend it. And then the Saquon Barkley deal came along, which was kind of a crazy deal. And then he still had 3 years left on his contract. And rarely do teams just rip up a contract and start over with that much time left. But that totally, I think, totally changed the numbers, the dynamic. So that why it got slowed down, that's probably the reasoning. Hopefully they can still get something done. This is kind of the time for extensions up between now and training camp, because the draft is behind you, free agency is behind you. So you try to get them done before free agency, or this is kind of the sweet spot. So kind of fingers crossed they get at least one or two done over this time.
Now, here, of course, with Brian McFarland from Russell Street Report, Lamar Jackson, it was difficult negotiating the first contract. Are we anticipating this kind of difficulty again for the second one?
I would hope not. I think the parameters are more set this time. Obviously, contracts have gone up. He's certainly deserving of a raise. The idea of, I think, fully guaranteed, which seemed to be a big issue back then, I think that's out the window at this point. Obviously, the Deshaun Watson deal being a disaster, wrong guy anyway, but being the disaster that it is, I think that will, and then the contract since then, the bill, I think Lamar was, you know, the highest paid contract at that point. I think he's eighth now or something. So, it's time. I'd like it to get done this off season, because next off season, his cap number jumps to $75 million, which perhaps makes it a harder negotiation, because that gives him all he's got all the cards on his side of the table at that point.
Brian, this tight end room, they don't have anybody under contract after this season, and we expect this to be the last year with Mark Andrews, but Isaiah Likely and Charlie Kohler, I mean, their contracts are expiring too. What do you expect to see happen there, and could we see an extension done before the season with either of those guys?
Yeah, I mean, I think so. I honestly wouldn't even, if this was February, I would have said we'd be talking about Likely and Andrews would have been gone, but obviously that's still there. It would not terribly surprise me. I think it's still in Likely's favor, but it would not surprise me if they extended Andrews and moved on from Likely. Lamar's going to have a big say in that, and obviously he's not going to say out loud to the public, but what his preference would be there. But at this point, I could see it going any direction. I mean, I think it's still more likely that it's Likely, but I wouldn't, if it was Andrews, it wouldn't surprise me.
Tell folks in Baltimore why they need to check you out on Russell Street Report.
Sure. So that's where my articles are. That's where all the cap information, all Ravens contracts. Actually, just did a little updating last night. Breakdown of the cap are all there. Kind of come into my dead time unless there's a big signing for articles there. But then on Twitter /X at Raven Salary Cap, anytime contract something happens, as soon as we get numbers, I'm trying to break it down there.
And tell Tony stop texting me about baseball. He'll know what he's talking about.
Yeah, all right,
man. Have a good one.
Thanks, Brian.
Have a good weekend.
All right, you too, guys. Have a great day. Great weekend.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.